night. That's how it all seemed, as his father was gathered at the end of that week. They lost the fight. What did it all mean? Now that the cruel had defeated the meek, they'd watch their savior die on a cross. Their hopes of victory fade into loss. There was cheating, there was lying, there was weeping, there was crying. Even Peter was denying that he knew the one who's dying. But how glorious was the dawn that would lift their dark dismay, that would send them out rejoicing as their fears were swept away. Resurrection Day. Resurrection Day. As dark as night, that's how it can seem. When we live for disaster and surrender to fear, we lose the fight, abandon our dreams. Justice and mercy are a fragile veneer. Despair can drive us into the ground. If we ignore where true hope is found, we see cheating, we see lying, we see weeping, we see crying. Just like Peter, we're denying that we know the one who's dying. But how glorious is the dawn that will lift our dark dismay, and will send us out rejoicing as our fears are swept away. Resurrection Day. The stone is rolled away. It's Resurrection Day. Message, but it wasn't just his preaching. Jesus came and taught us, but it wasn't just his teaching. It should have been finished with his death by crucifixion, but the point of it all was his glorious resurrection. No more cheating, no more lying, no more weeping, no more crying. For our souls there'll be no sighing, as we see the end to dying. Let a still more glorious dawn will surround us with his grace, and will lift us up rejoicing as we meet him face to face. Resurrection Day.